We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Greg's best bets as we get to the end here of the college football season. Bowl season will still be coming, so we still probably have some best bets coming up. But the end of the regular season, looking ahead now to conference championship weekend. This is brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Officially available now in Pennsylvania as the trusted leader in daily fantasy. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. So easy to use. Deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's no wonder they're the top-rated sportsbook app in America. Right now, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All this is to say, take what you're about to hear, apply it accordingly. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can apply these bets with some special bonuses by using code KSN when you sign up. To recap, we've got a 1-4 week for Greg betting against
bad,
the spread. And these
bad.
Are going to happen. You have some bets weren't particularly close. For example,
on DraftKings, you can live bet Ole Miss, and I did. So it's the first bet I've ever lost because a player peed like a dog. So there's that.
Oh, it's happened to me 100 times, Greg.
Then I was on the wrong side. Then I had Mississippi State, so I was
just not good all around.
Yeah.
The pee like a dog situation didn't benefit anybody. Penn State, you had giving 40 to Rutgers. In hindsight, probably should have seen all this other stuff coming and factoring in. Penn State wins 27-6. You had Mississippi State giving 3 to Ole Miss. They hang on and win by a point, but didn't cover for you. Michigan getting 8.5 at home against Ohio State. I was in support of that bet. I thought Michigan, playing really good football. This was another example of Ohio State really just being so utterly dominant. I mean, to see Justin Fields get his knee tweaked a bit, come back in that game, make a play where he's sort of running, hobbling away from pressure, plants, drives down the field, and then throws an absolute dime in the back of the end zone. He has made, like against Penn State, Justin Fields made some really, really special throws that, only the best of the best of the best can make.
And,
you can talk about his mobility, and he did a really good job of extending drives against Penn State. But his arm and his ability to put balls in a really tight window is pro caliber. And I'm curious to see, you're going to have Joe Burrow being in the conversation this year. You're going to have Trevor Lawrence next year being draft eligible. It's going to be hard for me to see a guy be a better prospect than Justin Fields. And, against Michigan, Ohio State, just dominant once again, covered that 8.5 and then some. Wisconsin giving 2 at Minnesota was your lone W for the weekend. Wisconsin really brought it in that game. Won the Big Ten West. A lot on the line for that game. Won the Big Ten West, advanced to the Big Ten Championship game this weekend against Ohio State. And then lastly, Michigan State giving 21 to Maryland. I didn't see what the final score was, but that was tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a loss for you. So 1-4 brings your record since we've been keeping track to 22-13. Still not a bad showing for you. I don't have the updated percentage there. You were 70%. Coming in, let's call you about, in the mid-60s percentage-wise.
That sounds good.
As we look ahead, no Penn State game to take a stance on this week. We'll be waiting for the bowl game on that one, but we do have conference championship games. We might as well start with the Big Ten. Ohio State giving 16 to Wisconsin. You like the Badgers to cover that.
I do. I just think that it's really hard to blow out a team twice in the same season, and Ohio State gave it to the Badgers pretty good back in October during the regular season. So I just look at this game as a chance for Wisconsin. They'll obviously have a whole week to break down the film. So will Ohio State, of course. But I mean, Justin Fields and this Ohio State team are elite. There's just no way around it. And the fact that Penn State played them so closely with Will Levis, the quarterback, I think says a lot about the Lions. And the fact that Wisconsin went on the road and took care of Minnesota with really a little problem says a lot about them, too. So, you know, they won't win. Jack Cohn will probably throw a pick or two in a bad spot, and that'll lead the Buckeyes to some points. But ultimately, I just think this game is within two touchdowns. I know Ohio State won't be taking its foot off the pedal, but it's just tough to blow a team out twice in the same year.
I think it's going to happen personally. I just think, you know, you give all the credit in the world to Wisconsin for doing what they did against Minnesota. But if you think about what's the worst possible matchup for Wisconsin, what's the worst possible matchup for anybody, really? But the type of athleticism and speed and ability that's on the other sideline, that's just tough for Wisconsin to match up against. It's no secret that they recruit guys that fit what they do, that fit their system. They had to have a possibility here of trying to grind this game and slow it down and build behind that running game. But Ohio State just has so much firepower. It's in particular a tough matchup for Wisconsin, which is mostly made up of a bunch of three-star dudes. Athletically, they're just not in the same echelon as Ohio State. But then again, not many teams are. I think they do blow them out again. That's me personally. Big 12, Oklahoma giving 9.5 to Baylor.
Yeah. So
Sooners are trending up.
I just think the Matt Rhule party is about to come to a screeching halt, and I think he's done a really nice job down there. But Dustin, I just look at this one. Oklahoma, you know, didn't seem kind of like Penn State and Rutgers. They just didn't seem all that interested in their game with Oklahoma State. Does it bother you at all that Penn State plays Rutgers on quote unquote rivalry week? Not a rivalry.
No, it's not. And I don't think that the Big Ten really subscribe to rivalry week outside of Michigan and Ohio State?
I mean, Wisconsin-Minnesota is a trophy game.
Oh, that's a trophy
but
game,
then there's – let's not forget Michigan State plays Maryland, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Purdue-Indiana too, yeah. So kind of.
If we're stepping into the big time here.
Yeah. Oh, Illinois Northwestern. Yeah, now we're gonna line them all up.
Illinois Northwestern is the tickle fight trophy, right?
Yeah. Would you like to say anything nice about Pat Fitzgerald after that win, by the way?
No, I would not.
Okay, just checking.
I appreciate the opportunity, but
Anytime, buddy. I just think Oklahoma didn't really need much energy or effort to get by Oklahoma State, which is a pretty good team. So, to me, I just think that that when you break down this matchup, it just looks like an Oklahoma route in my mind.
I would agree with that. I think we're looking at the same situation as Ohio State, Wisconsin in this one, where Oklahoma, you know, Baylor's had a nice year. It's a good team. They've overachieved, but I think at a certain point, you know, Oklahoma's going to be Oklahoma. They've got some things to play for here. It'll be interesting to see. I think Oklahoma wins in a big way too. How about Cincinnati getting 10 against Memphis?
Yeah. So again, that kind of goes back to the same idea as the Ohio State Wisconsin game. Memphis and Cincinnati just played each other on Friday. It was on Memphis, by the way, if you were wondering, and that worked out pretty well. But this time around, I think Cincinnati gets the job done. I just think it's when teams, and I know that both sides were trying not to show, you know, much, but it's hard to do that when you're also trying to, you know, the outcome of that game determines who got to host this championship game. So I think that, you know, Cincinnati showed me enough in that contest to keep it within 10.
Keep it within 10. I mean, that's in championship weekend. I am liking these underdog bets. Now, LSU giving 6 to Georgia in an SEC title game that really has got a lot of ramifications in the college football playoff as well. That's more points than I would have expected. It's a tip of the cap to what LSU's been able to accomplish, which in some seasons they'd be far and away the number one team in the country, but Ohio State has been so dominant.
Right.
And Ohio State has passed character tests here recently, Wisconsin and Penn State in the past couple weeks. They've earned that number one spot. But LSU, really a tremendous team. They've always had big, strong, fast athletes everywhere. Now offensively, they've gone from, you know, an afterthought to a unit that can carry them, and that's been what's changed for them. But 6 points is a lot. Yeah, I'm surprised you like LSU in this one.
I'm just not sold on Georgia, and maybe that's my fault. But I don't know. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Ed Orgeron and his just sort of meandering ways and meat-headed ways that seem to work. And they're playing well for him. I mean, Joe Burrow's like 1-900 to win the Heisman or something crazy like that. So I just think that they're going to come out playing some inspired football, and they win that game by a touchdown. I really – honestly, if you can get the alternate line of like -7 and maybe they win by 7, you know, 8-10, something like that. It's weird. I mean, it's more so, I guess, in the NFL than in college, but the key numbers anymore are tough to, especially in the NFL, are tough to figure. I mean, it always used to be if you could get 6.5 or 7.5, you were gold. But between missed extra points, missed field goals, going for 2, analytics, all this stuff, it makes it tough. At any rate, that's a long rambling way of saying I like LSU -6.
The worst thing that can happen to Georgia in this thing is a fast start by LSU. If LSU gets off to a fast start with Joe Burrow, his ability to make NFL throws and NFL windows, you know, like I'm not too scared off by this this Georgia defense. But if LSU jumps out to a 10-0 or 14-0 lead, I don't have a lot of confidence that Jake Fromm can lead these guys back into it. But Georgia's got some momentum, and LSU is in this situation now where they're playing with something to lose, and we'll see what their response is to that. This could go in any number of directions. I tend to lean towards you know, taking points in a matchup, yeah, that could very well be, it could just as easily be 13-10. One more game out in the Pac-12, LSU, Oregon getting 6.5 from Utah.
Yeah, I look at that one and I'm just not convinced that that's not a field goal game. It is a little bit, it makes my stomach upset a little bit to take a team in a Pac-12 game that's an underdog, because it could, we've seen very quickly that those games can turn wild and all of a sudden, you know, 10-7 is 27-7. But my gut reaction there is that I feel like Oregon's more likely to win outright than Utah is to win by more than a touchdown. So give me the points every time. I don't know. I watched a little bit of that Utah game over the weekend, and I'm just not sure I'm sold on them. I'm also not sold on Oregon. So in a situation like that, I'll always take the points.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like the – you think about teams that now go into a high pressure, playing with something to lose. Yeah. Are they going to be themselves? And I tend to lean towards assuming that they're not going to be. Utah, there's a lot on the line here for Utah. Certainly for Oregon to cover, I would probably pick Oregon to win outright too, but this isn't Dustin's best bets. These are Greg's best bets. And to recap real quick, Wisconsin getting 16 against Ohio State, Oklahoma giving 9.5 to Baylor, Cincinnati getting 10 against Memphis, LSU giving 6 to Georgia, and Oregon getting 6.5 against Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. We'll see. Greg's got, you can fade that and say that he's fading away 1-4 last week, or is he about to rebound? He's had a few 5-0 weeks as well. Maybe this will be another one of them. That's Greg's best bet.
Fingers crossed after that Eagles debacle. Fingers crossed.
Make sure you use the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN if you want to bet any of these. Thanks for tuning in this week. Download the Keystone Sports app. Visit us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com for more. We'll see you next time.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.